The third parak of our Masechta Baba Kama, HaManiach, begins with the situation of HaManiach HaZakad B'Shusarabim. Someone leaves a pitcher in the Shusarabim, or Bo Acha V'Niskobo, and somebody else came and tripped over that pitcher, V'Shavra, and he broke it. So the Halacha teaches us the Mishnah's Potter. The person who broke the pitcher doesn't have to pay for it. From Huzak Bo, but the Mishnah continues, if the person who tripped over it got hurt, then the halach is Balachovis Chayiv Beniskoy. The owner of this pitcher has to pay for that damage. And the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin Amabeis begins with a question. Am I Potter? Why is the person who tripped over this pitcher Potter? He should have watched where he's going. Says the Gemara, Amr de Rav and Shmei de Rav. The Mishnah refers to a situation b'mali Rishus Rabim kula b'chavis, that he lined up the entire Rishus Rabim with barrels, and therefore it was impossible for this person to walk by without tripping. Shmuel has a different way of saying this. What was the case of our Mishnah? Shmuel says, Bafei Lushanim. It's referring to a situation where it's dark and the person cannot really see where he's going. And it's interesting to point out that when we quote this teretz of the Gemara about Feilushanu, that's referring to a situation where it's dark, there's a machlokes rishonim. What is the definition? What is the definition of dark? What is the definition of dark? And I saw a machlokes. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that the definition of dark, this is the real Nils opinion, that the definition of dark is not that it's night. Night alone, he says, you could still see things. He says the definition of dark is that it's so dark that you can't see what's going on at night. You can't see what's going on at all. The Papula Charifta quotes the Rush. He says that it doesn't have to be that dark that you can't see anything at all. As long as it's dark enough that you could see something, that is enough to be considered dark, that if the person tripped, he won't be held responsible. And as we'll see, this Machlokes Rishonim may be very relevant l'halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is referring to a situation where somebody left the pitcher b'keren zavus on a corner, and as the person turns the corner, he can't see what's happening. So we have here a very fundamental. We have here three terutzim. What is the case of the Mishnah that if the person tripped and broke the pitcher, he will not be held responsible? And in fact, I saw from the Nachlas Tovit, the way to understand these three opinions of the Maroim, according to Rav, even if the entire street is filled with pitchers, the halacha will be, but he could see where he's going. He's already considered an oinus if he breaks the pitcher. Shmuel, however, will disagree. And Shmuel says, as long as you could see where you're going, even though it's difficult for you to go, you're not going to be considered innocent if you break someone else's pitcher. Rabbi Yochanan says, even dark is not really going to help you. Because when you walk in the dark, we still expect you to watch where you're walking. Only if it's on a corner where it's certainly just impossible for you to figure out where you're going, then, and only then, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. Furthermore, as becomes quite clear in the Gemara, the big nafkamina between Rav versus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is Rav's going to hold that under certain circumstances, not only if you break the pitcher as you're walking by, will you not be held responsible, but according to Rav, since you have no other option, you're allowed to actually go and break the pitcher. Versus Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan won't give you that kind of a heter. The same Gemara that we just discussed actually again repeats itself on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, the middle of the sugya of Ovid Inish Dina Lanashe. Is a person allowed to take, so to speak, the law into his own hands? And the Gemara there wants to bring a raya that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands, because the Gemara says Toshma Manich Sakad B'Shus Rabim. If somebody leaves a pitcher in the Shus Rabim, or Bo Ach of a Niskab of a Shavra, the words of our Mishnah, somebody trips over it and breaks it, the Aloch is Potter. And what do we see from this? Time of the Niskaba. Only because it was an accident and he tripped Hashavra. If he deliberately broke it, it seems the Aloch would be Chayif. Of that, says the Gemara. No. So you see that you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. Because if you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, then why does the Mishnah say only if you tripped? You're even allowed to break it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Durava, Hu Adin Afila Shavra. This halacha applies even if you broke it. So if that's the case, so the Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah should have taught us the case even if Shavra. Says the Gemara, V'hayda Tani Nisko, why did the Mishnah choose the case where you only tripped? I did the Baal of Mishnah Seif. It answers the Gemara because the Gemara, the Seif of our Mishnah, wants to tell us, Shem Huzik, that if the person who tripped gets hurt, Baal Chavis Chai B'Niskoi, then not only is he not responsible for the pitcher that he broke, but the owner of the pitcher is responsible if anything happens to him. And that halacha applies only Dafka Niskal if he tripped. Avil Shavar, in the case where he deliberately broke it, even though we're saying now maybe you are allowed to deliberately break it, but still, if you broke it deliberately, Loy, then you won't be able to collect damages if you get hurt while you're breaking it. The Hu Azik Anafshe, he caused himself these problems. Ketani Reisha, that's why in the Reisha we also speak about the case of Niskal. But indeed, according to Rav, on certain cases you could even break it. The Nemuki Yosef makes the point that this halacha is only in a situation where the person had no other option. We have to learn the words of Rav. The word of Rav is memale, that he completely filled up the chatzar without leaving any room for the person to move. If there was any room for the person to move, then this halacha wouldn't apply. Furthermore, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, as we mentioned a moment ago, speaks about different situations, speaks about the sugya of Oven Inish Dina Lanafshe. Can a person take the law into his hands? And one of the rayas that the Gemara brings that Ovid Inish done lenafshe is a brisa. The brisa says Toshma Hamalei Chatzah Chaveri Kadayam Kadishemet. Very similar to the situation that we're discussing. Somebody fills up someone else's property with Kadayam Kadishemet, and I can't get in. I can't get out. The loch is Baal Chatzah Meshab V'Yotze. The Baal Chatzah could break barrels in order to get out, and he could break barrels to come in. So you see that you can take the law into your hand. Answers the Gemara, it's not a raya. Because Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Meshabiv Yoitz LeBezdin, you have to get out to go to Bezdin. Meshabiv Nichnas, and the reason you're coming back is Kedei Lov Yitzchiosu to get your paperwork. So we see from there that you can't just break the barrels, even if they were put into your chotzer, even if they put without permission. And if you're doing something, you have to do it in the least damaging way possible. However, the Rishonim say, this has to be measured. What do I mean when we say it has to be measured? Because you could make a number of arguments. Yes, the person, as the Gemara says, needs to get out to go to Bezdin. But who says that he has to break the barrels in order to go to Bezdin? Why don't we just tell him to line up the barrels in a way that he'll be able to get out? So we see from here, says Tosfos, in Divrei HaMaskil Meshaber, that we don't demand of the person to be matriach himself to that degree. That doesn't mean we never told the person to think. Because in the very same Gemara, the Gemara discusses where my shor is being attacked by another shor, and the Gemara says, I have to be careful. Yes, of course, I have to save my shor, but I have to be careful that the way I save my shor is by pulling out my shor and not throwing off the attacking shor. So what do we see here? Says Tosfos, the amount of tircha involved in pulling off my shor versus throwing off the other shor is equal. When the two acts are equal, then Chazal tells us, the halacha tells us, do the act that will cause less damage. However, when the two acts are not equal, it's much easier to walk out and just break the kalim that are in my way versus, it's much easier to work out breaking the kalim that are in my way versus starting to pick them up and arrange them, then I don't have to do so. The Chazon Ish, however, has a different approach. He says, if we think about this case where somebody filled up my property, with kalim that he had no right to do so, so there, Chazal only demanded of me to do a minimum tircha. And if it involves a lot of tircha, to clean out the kalim, I'm not obligated to do so. However, in the situation where somebody else's shor is on top of my shor, so there, maybe the halacha still requires me, even if I'll say that the tircha of pulling out my shor is greater than the tircha of pushing off the other shor, I still have to do so. What's the difference? Explains the Chazon Ish. You can't compare a situation where an animal is attacking an animal to where a person deliberately put pitchers in a place that he wasn't allowed to. In the case where a person put pitchers where he wasn't allowed to, he should be held responsible for what he's doing. And the halacha tells us, what does it mean that he's going to be held responsible. I could break the pitchers to get out. An animal, obviously, we're talking in a situation where I didn't put my animal on top of someone else's animal, and therefore the halacha is stricter. And even if it's a bigger tircha to schlep out the bottom animal, I must do so. On the other hand, the Sma in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Vav, in this case that we're referring to, where one animal attacked another animal, says that if I did as our Gemara and the Halacha requires, that I schlepped out the bottom animal, but as I schlepped out the bottom animal, the upper animal got hurt, and perhaps if I would have been more careful in the way I schlepped out the bottom animal, he would not have died. That the Halacha doesn't have any issue with me. I did what I was supposed to do. I schlepped out the bottom animal. The fact that I could have perhaps done it in a different way doesn't mean that I should be chayiv. So we have here a very interesting situation. On one hand, the halacha demands of me. On one hand, the halacha says that if you abused going into my rishus without permission, I have a right to do what I have to do. On the other hand, the halacha says that I have to do it in the least damaging way. But again, what that means, doing it in the least damaging way, and what it means is very subjective. And not only is that subjective, what is the definition of doing it in the least damaging way? What is equally subjective is that we have to see, how did this situation begin? If the situation began in a way that you should, that there was much more of a deliberate, improper act, the halacha is much stricter on you for having acted that way versus a situation where you weren't as incorrect in what you have done. We look in the Shulchan Aruch and we find this halacha in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Tuf Yud Beis, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. And let us learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, HaMenich Zakat B'Rishus HaRabim. If somebody leaves a pitch in the Rishus HaRabim, or Bo Achav and Niskaba, and somebody else comes and trips on it, V'Shavrei, and breaks it, Potter. Then the person who breaks it will be Potter. Why? She'ein Derech Ne'odim L'Spak by the Midrachim. People don't typically pay attention. V'Huzik Bo Balakat Chayif. And if the person, when he tripped on it, gets hurt, chas v'shalom, the person who left that pitcher will be chayiv. V'afilu hifker akad. So let's say the person who left the pitcher is a talmid chacham. And we know, as we discussed many times in this mesechta, that if you're mafker, then maybe it won't be considered a bar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's not true. Shekol ha-mafken ha-zokif. If somebody creates a hezek, and then it's mafken that hezek, b'dover shein rashas lasis metchila, in a situation that he had no permission to do so, chayiv, he will be held responsible. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, on sepeis, heniach akad b'mokim shiyesh l'yushus l'anichay. However, let's say he left the pitcher in a place where he's allowed to, k'may makom panush l'fnei beis habad, like an empty space that they had in front of the place where they used to press oil and wine, and people used to bring their pitchers there. Or ba'ach v'niskabal, and now somebody else comes and trips on it, v'shavroi, and he breaks it chayiv. V'mhuzuk boy ha'mahalich, but if the person who walked there gets hurt, balkad potter. He should have watched where he is walking. From Hoysafela. However, if it's a dark place, Oshimila Sadecha Derech Kadim,
or he filled it up where it's impossible for me to walk, patal shvirasim, then I will not be held responsible for breaking it. V'mniskaba for huzik, but if I tripped and I break v'huzik balakad and I get hurt, chayiv. The balakad is chayiv. V'kein kol kiyotz b'zeh, in any such circumstances. However, v'mila kol der kadim, but if he filled up the entire area with pitches, shef'i efshalavr, it's impossible for a person to walk by, then da'aloch is afilu shavram yadayim, as we learned. You're not allowed, not only if you fall, are you not responsible, even if you deliberately break it, you'll be potter. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, emiu b'shor sheshibram hozeh b'chorasah, if when you broke, when you were breaking it, which the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, you're allowed to break it, and while you were breaking it, you got hurt, potter. I had every right to break it. The Gemara taught us in two places, in Chav Zayin Amud Beis and Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that according to Rav, given the circumstances, not only am I allowed to get out, I'm allowed to break it. But still, since I broke it, I should have watched how I'm breaking it, to break it in a way that I won't get hurt. And if I do get hurt, Iu Azik Anafshei, I will be held responsible. That is the words of the Shulchan Aruch. There's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan here, as he quotes this halacha, says in Siman Tov Yud Beis Lif Dalet, Yili Meloshna Ben Hasayim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems to me from learning what Chazal taught us, where I said about the Shulchan Aruch Basit Beis, the Shni Deinim Yesh B'Mal Kol HaDerech, there are two halachas that we know to, we need to learn here. B'Mal Kol HaDerech, Dim Mila Mamish At Shiyef Shalavar, if it was filled up in such a way that it's impossible for me to get out, Afilu Shivra B'Yadayim, even if I deliberately broke it, I will be potter. U'Mila HaDerech, however, if he filled it up in a way, B'doichik Mish Yesh Mokim Laver, and if I really try, I could get out. Im Shivi B'Yadayim, if I do it deliberately, breaking it, Chayif, that I will be held responsible. V'niskav v'shavrim, but if I didn't intend to do any damage, but as I'm going out, they break, potter. They talk l'triach l'spoin and leilich b'mokim dochet. I'm not obligated to go to such great lengths to make sure l'in sheschayv sheshnibra al'yikudishlon b'hem. That means, I had no intent to do anything bad here. I was trying to get out. It's a tight space, as we're going to discuss it on next year. There's a car that's double parked. I didn't have any deliberate intent of doing anything wrong. I'm trying to go by, but as I went by, I tore off the window. The halacha will be, as long as I didn't have any direct intent, the halacha will be that I'm potter. If I ever had direct intent, I got angry, and I want to show this person, how dare you do something like this, then I will be held responsible.